Good evening to everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's More Success Team Legal Shield conference call. We've got a fantastic call lined up for you guys tonight. I know I'm extremely excited to hear the information that's going to be shared. It's been an awesome day in Legal Shield with the conference calls going on every hour on the hour. I hope you guys are fully taking advantage of it. I know I've talked to many of you all personally today, and phenomenal things happen with activity, and what an easier way to grow and build your business with what the leadership of Legal Shield has put together for us. Great way to really close the month out strong, to hit your goals, whether it's Players Club or Executive Director of that next promotion level, whatever it may be. Take advantage of this opportunity. It's the biggest recruiting grants that Legal Shield's ever done, and you don't want to miss it. So I'm going to quit talking because, like I said at the beginning, we got a dynamic call lined up for you guys tonight. I know I'm extremely, extremely excited about it. I hope you and you all had a very wonderful Thanksgiving holiday with your friends and family. I know we sure did. But to get things kick things off tonight, I'm going to go straight on out to Durant, Oklahoma, to Platinum Executive Director, Millionaire Club member, six-figure income earner. But most importantly, and I'm glad he's back on the call with us tonight, that's my daddy, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy. Thanks for having me on, and I hope everyone did have a safe and happy holiday. And I'm also very excited about tonight's call. You know, what an exciting time it is. The entire company, just like you mentioned earlier, has the live regional recruiting calls, which actually started today, goes Tuesday and Wednesday, the end of the month strong. Of course, it's up to you, ladies and gentlemen, to invite people to listen to the new 9-minute recorded sizzle call. If you haven't heard about that yet, you can hear from four of the most dynamic speakers in prepaid legal on that call. And let me give you that number real quick. It's a great way to introduce people to our company, our membership, and, of course, our career opportunity. But that number is 832-225-5005. Again, that's 832-225-5005. And let some of the best people in prepaid legal expose people to the Legal Shield benefit and the opportunity. Also invite people to get on the live recruiting calls that Jeremy talked about a little bit earlier, Monday through Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. It's in every time zone, so it doesn't matter where you're at. If you're not aware of the live recruiting calls in your area, then you can plug into this one and take down this number. It is 712-432-1001. Again, that's 712-432-1001. Then you need to plug in an access code, and that access code number is 460-321-135#. Again, that's 460-321-135#. It's all you got to do is invite people to special luncheons and business briefings in your area before the month ends Wednesday night. If you have people up in Canada, there's special Canadian conference calls. If you need that schedule, you can go to their website that they have set up, and that's www.canwestshowcase.ca. That's www.canwestshowcase.ca. Those webinars are also set up for the DEF community. We're really excited about that because Bronze Executive Director, Arizona Regional Manager, and More Success Team Associate, Mr. Pablo Felix, is going to be presenting both the Legal Shield membership and the business opportunity on these live webinars. Not only was Mr. Felix able to retire from the department manager position at Walmart nearly 4 years ago, but he was able to help over 1,500 associates have the opportunity to protect their families and better their lives. Many have reached ED status in Legal Shield when no one deaf had ever before reached such an accomplishment. Many, many more deaf will do the same. Let him show your guest what is possible with Legal Shield. We've had him on our More Success Team call just like this as our special guest speaker on several different occasions. He's doing a phenomenal job. Just invite your deaf guest to participate. It's a one-hour online free webinar to see how Legal Shield can help protect their families as well as provide additional income. Ask them to log in 5 minutes prior to the webinar by signing in the guest-only box. High-speed internet, of course, is needed, but corporate has already sent out the dates, times, and links to the webinars. Make the most of the last 3 days of November. Bless the lives of other deaf people across North America. If for some reason that you haven't gotten emails from corporate and you need the contact information or need these this information, you can simply email me, and I'll be happy to send it back out to you. I also want to go ahead and congratulate More Success Team Platinum Executive Directors and $100,000 ring earners Jeff and Cindy Hughes for being named the new Regional Vice Presidents of Virginia. I think Jeff is on the call later. We'll say a few words, have him say a few words to our team, but we're extremely proud of them. So if you have any contacts in Virginia, plug them into the meetings Mr. Hughes has scheduled all across the state, and he'll definitely help you build your business in the state of Virginia. All right, now to introduce tonight's special corporate guest speaker, I'm going to go all the way to Ada, Oklahoma, to an original Millionaire Club member now in his 28th year. He's never gone anywhere. He's never going anywhere. In his 28th year now with Legal Shield, the leader of your More Success team, Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
I'm right here, Randy, and it was exciting to see you back in the office today, even though your wife had to drive you, turn in business through all your five surgeries you've had lately. I'm so proud of you, proud of Jeremy. You know, Randy, I'm really proud of Jeff Hughes. Ever since I've known Jeff Hughes, he's been a real winner. He's been a team player, one of the best team players on our team, and no matter what comes his way, Jeff just gets there and keeps swinging at the ball. You know, these things are exciting. It's hard for me to even introduce our next guest speaker because this is exciting times in Legal Shield. And everybody that's not on the train now, man, oh, man, is going to be pulling out of the station. They're going to be left standing there waving, and they're going to wonder what happened to them. You know, Randy, your mother always says you can't play the game if you can't win the game if you don't even get in and play it. So there's a lot of people. My dad used to race horses, and there's a lot of people. He said we'd get an old horse, and they'd train him, and they'd put a jockey on him, and they'd out there, and he'd be running his heart out, and all of a sudden the jockey would pull up a little bit on the reins, you know, and slow the horse down or something, and that horse just wouldn't quite win the race. Well, Andrew, let's don't pull back on the reins. Let's just give that horse his nose and let him run. And this next guy, you know, our vice president of sales, vice president of marketing, you know, this guy is running so fast. He's running so hard. I heard the other day he started to a meeting. When he got there 5 minutes before he left. This guy is fantastic. He's doing a great job. He's not only doing such a super job for Legal Shield, he's just a great guy in God and the family. I consider him one of the best, the top notch. And he has honor and he has integrity, and that goes a long way for me. Ladies and gentlemen, our friend, Mr. Tony Petrell.
Thanks, Ken. I appreciate that so much, Mr. Moore. Thank you for having me on the call tonight.
Thank you, sir.
Well, hey, let me just go ahead and share a few things with y'all because it's just it's an exciting time. And as Jeremy was talking in the very beginning, what an exciting day. What a great group of things and calls that have been going on in the marketplace. It's a lot of fun. It's exciting. I just got an email from or a text from Regional Vice President Brooks Werkheiser down in, you know, he handles four of the southern states, and he just said, man, this recruiting blitz is fun and energizing, and it is. It is a lot of fun, and it's our opportunity. I'm honored to be the Vice President of Sales, but really, you know, I consider myself a field guy. I'll always consider myself a field guy because I just started as an associate like everyone else on this call. And built my business with the support of the legends that you hear on this call. I just think about, you know, the three gentlemen that have spoken already, Jeremy Moore, Randy Moore, and Kenneth Moore. And I'm just glad to hear that Randy, that you're feeling better, that you're back in the office today. That is so good for me to hear. So God bless you and your family. We'll keep you all in our prayers. And I'm just so happy. And, you know, the secret weapon with those three gentlemen is the three wives that are standing behind them. And that reminds me of Cindy Hughes also, because Cindy and Jeff Hughes, you know, it's very rare that I say Jeff Hughes without saying Cindy. So Jeff and Cindy Hughes, congratulations on being the regional vice presidents for Virginia. As I said on the call today, they've been regional vice presidents before and part of Texas. They've built their business to a multi-million dollar business, starting from scratch to word go. And, you know, Jeff's background was being in sales and selling ladies' shoes in a department store, and that's just the story of America, you know, and the American dream. And then I heard Linda Bowden, another great multi-millionaire club member that you have with your team, and so many other people too. And I don't want to start naming them all, but this is just a few names that I heard that on the call tonight, because it just stems from the word really success. And I'm glad they all have that name, the More Success Team, because it really is it really is overflowing in your organization. So congratulations to everyone on this call. And if you have not, you know, as Randy Moore was talking about, if you have not plugged into these events yet, if you have not plugged into the recruiting call, now is your opportunity. And I've never seen an opportunity better than right now. And I think that this is the biggest time. I really believe that, the biggest month that we're going to have in Legal Shield is just around the corner, and the best is yet to come. I think that this will probably be one of the record endings of Legal Shield, you know, in the history of the company, just 3 days right here with this blitz going on. Don't miss it. Don't let your associate tell you that they wish they would have made more money for the holiday. Don't let your new associate or someone on your team somewhere say, well, I wish I would have known about that blitz. I could have gotten my friends and family on that call. And I remember one time that I did, you know, we were working. It was an end of the month. We had a situation where we're just with one of my associates on my team. We did three-way calling, an urgency, and a little bit of website, and we recruited 11 people in 2 days. And these are people who were on the list of other people. So we were working the list of our associates, and that was a powerful, powerful 2 days. And it just proved to me that at any time you can have a story, and that story can carry you for the rest of your life. So if you wanted to make an extra $500 and you did it in a two-day period, you can tell that story for the rest of your career with Legal Shield. You know, it was coming up on the holidays. I made $500 extra in 2 days. You can take that story part-time. You know, if that's your story, if you have someone on your team that's part-time and they made $200 in 2 days, let's say it's even $200 in 2 days or 1 day, whatever their story is, and you can take that and recruit with it. Hey, I made $200 in 2 days on a side business from home during the holidays. Let me show you how. Come on out Tuesday night. I mean, that's the story that you can use right there. Man, there's some people, they don't care if you're selling the garden weasel, man. You made $200 in 2 days, I'm coming out Tuesday night. You know, so, I mean, you talk about people trying to say, you know, well, what is it? Tell me more about it. I don't know that many people who really need to know that much when you're talking about someone that you know and love telling you that this is a company that's 40 years in business and you just made $200, say, in 2 days. So make those stories happen for your team, ladies and gentlemen. And I just want to share with you a couple other things about where we're going with the company and the market research. I was talking to another Millionaire Club member, Michigan, out of Michigan, and Regional Vice President Jim Harkema, and he said, you know, when Alan Fernley was in Michigan a few weeks ago, it was absolutely amazing because he just shared with us that, you know, there's a potential of having 30% of America on this, but what if it wasn't for 30%? What if it was 14%? That would be 1.4 out of every 10 people having this membership. What would that mean? That would mean that we'd have to go from, a billion-dollar company to a multiple billion-dollar company. What would that mean for everyone on this call? It would mean that you would, the people on this call would be making millions and millions and millions of dollars. And that's the power of what we've got here based on market research. Even if we're off, even if market research that came back on independent studies, not that we ran, but that were independently run for us, even if those studies are a little off, ladies and gentlemen, it just goes to show you what we've all probably known, that the majority of people need our service, but they just don't know about our service. So it's our job now, and I loved what Randy said when he was introducing that, it's up to you. The words, it's up to you, is crucial for everything in your household. And I've heard it said before, the economy may be a bit bad outside your door, but if your economy is good inside your household, what does it matter? Well, if the economy is good outside but it's bad in your household, you know, what does it matter that it's good everywhere else? And that's really, you know, with this company, with this North America, you know, two countries that are, to me, the greatest in terms of freedom and loyalty and everything, Canada and the United States, it really is up to you. So we're moving forward. The company is moving forward. We're doing things. I was in Dallas. We were in Dallas. I think I was there 9 straight days. Before we flew home on Thanksgiving, it was noon Central Time when I boarded a plane to get on back to Florida, and we're moving to Dallas, my family and I, so we can be more in the heartbeat of everything that's going on and even help the field more. And I'm just telling you, from the meetings that I had over the last 60 days and the meetings that I just had over the last 9 days in Dallas last week, you're in the right place and the right time, and it all stems from the foundation that Mr. and Mrs. Stonecipher set up for us. So you've got, I mean, out of Ada, Oklahoma, boy, this is something out of a fairy tale that out of Ada, Oklahoma, son of a sharecropper, put together a desire and a belief system and the blueprint for success based on biblical principles, and found quality individuals like Ken Moore and everyone else that has come before us. And here we are now, 40 years in business, poised literally to go across the finish line and win all races in this industry. My story is real simple. You know, I had about $48,000 in credit card debt. Didn't have an idea of how to set goals, didn't know what to do, until a guy on my touch football team showed me this business. After, you know, I was in the insurance business. After 8 years in the insurance industry, my renewals were $2,000 a month. But after 8 years with Legal Shield, my renewals were $8,000 a month. Totally different. Totally different. And for me and my family, it's totally changed our life. So, Mr. Moore, I'm going to go ahead and turn it back to you. I mean, I think that everyone knows what they need to do. I've heard this said before, kind of feel like a mosquito in a nudist colony. You know what to do, but you don't know where to start. So just get out there and let people know that what we've got. We've got the opportunity to bring more money in their household while they bless people, and we've got the opportunity to protect their family and put the legal shield over them and their family. So, sir, I'll turn the call back to you.
Well, you know, Tony is talking to Harlan Sunday, and he really thinks you're a great guy. I thought I'd pass that along to you. Of course, Harlan keeps his he keeps his mind on Legal Shield, even though he's given up the company. It's his baby. He'll always feel about it that way. You know, after 40 years, I guess a man can know. So he loves his associates out in the field. He always asks about it. Ken, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? Because Harlan and I have been friends a long time. He sure does think a lot of you. And if you was me, I mean, to me that means a lot when Harlan says things like that. I really respect it. And we do appreciate everything you're doing out in the field. And I'd like to say again, while you're on the phone and Jeff's on the phone, like I said before, I think you made a really wise choice with Jeff Hughes. And, of course, we'll find out in the future. But as far as I'm concerned, my piece on him all the way. So.
Yes, sir.
Well, we appreciate you.
Easy decision. Yeah,
for the word,
easy
so.
Decision with Jeff. And easy decision with Jeff and Cindy, sir.
I'm sorry?
That was an easy decision with Jeff and Cindy Hughes.
Just yeah, absolutely.
Time, but it was a no-brainer when you take a look at things. They're just such quality people. And I just can't wait for them to take that marketplace to the next level. Thank you.
Listen, I think Randy might, or Jeremy might want to say something, but I'll tell you right now, God bless you and your family. We appreciate you.
You too.
Hey, this
Thank
is
you.
Randy. While I've got you on the phone, I'm going to quickly go out to the state of Virginia and to the new regional vice president, Mr. Jeff Hughes. Jeff, are you on the call?
I'm here.
Hey, Jeff, I know you wanted to say just a few words tonight, especially while we have Mr. Petrell on. Go right ahead.
Well, again, Tony Petrell is one of my heroes, has been ever since I've known him. I just think the world of he and his wife, and excited to hear that they're moving to Dallas-Fort Worth. That's my old stomping grounds. That's where the Hughes organization had its founding, and that's a great marketplace. If I could give anybody a word of advice, if I was deciding what marketplace is out of my own marketplace that I wanted to target for expansion and as a place to build a team out of your marketplace, I would look at Dallas-Fort Worth. There's, you know, 6 million, seem to be 7 million people within an hour and a half, 2 hour drive of each other. Great demographics, growing marketplace. The corporate offices will be, you know, are headquartered there now. Tony and Tanya moving there, they're going to be able to be available to be in those marketplaces. So, you know, I'm working with my Texas team, my North Texas team, to really take advantage of that. I would encourage you guys to, you know, start looking through your contact list and see who you know that lives in Dallas-Fort Worth area. Start asking people, who do you know in Dallas-Fort Worth, and start prospecting those people. There's a great website that you can go to find a list of all the events going on. You go to PPL. I think it's actually, I think it still will redirect, but PPLTX.com. You might try LegalShieldOfTex.com as well. But go to that website, and it'll direct you to all the different events that are going on. You can sign up for email blasts. That'll let you know the different events. But there's breakfasts and luncheons and business briefings, you know, all over the place, and more getting ready to open. There's a new regional vice president appointed for that part of the state. The company is really putting a lot of emphasis on Texas. Texas is without a doubt a sleeping giant of the company. As goes Texas, goes the rest of the nation. So I would say definitely look at that marketplace, start building teams there. And then I would invite anybody on the More Success team who wants to build on the East Coast to take a look at Virginia as a marketplace. We've been back in the top 10 in the entire nation in recruiting numbers. So we're definitely already heading in the right direction. And I just feel like that with the amazing set of leaders that we've got here, we've got such great camaraderie. You know, I've worked as a regional manager since I've been here, become great friends with the other regional managers in the state. Now with this appointment as regional vice president, I'm just excited to see where we can take this group of associates. You know, we had some success in Texas in really opening up a marketplace, growing it from there were no briefings in the Fort Worth side of Dallas-Fort Worth when we started, and then by the time we finished our experience with regional vice president, we're 12 business briefings a week in that same marketplace. And so we're excited to see the same thing happen here, but I know what's also going to happen in Texas. So if you want to know what I'm doing, I'm building hard in Virginia, but I'm also building hard in Texas because I want to have a team everywhere, and I know those are two marketplaces that I can you know, build and trust the leadership that are there. So Mr. and Mr. Moore, Mr. and Mr. Moore, the three of y'all tonight, I'm excited, and I agree with Mr. Petrell. Our future is so astoundingly good, so bright, that if we really knew, we wouldn't waste 1 minute of time. We would just be out there every day, fearless, going at this as though we can't fail. In my experience in life has been, when you go at something as though you can't fail, you never do. It's just impossible. That's not the way God set this universe up. This universe is set up that those that work hard with faith and a good attitude, they always win. So, you know, fear not, just work, you know. Have fun, make friends, make money, and we'll all be happy in the end. So I'll turn the call back over to you.
Well, Mr. Hughes, again, we're so proud of you and Cindy, and congratulations again for being appointed. I know you'll do a great job out there, and you represent our team very, very well. Congratulations, job well done in Texas, and I know you'll do even better in the state of Virginia. Thanks for being on the team.
Thank you.
All right, now I want to quickly go out to the state of Oklahoma. Mr. Petrell mentioned another one of our Millionaire Club members, Miss Linda Bowden. I think she has a few words she'd like to add tonight. Linda, are you on?
I am, and, you know, I have to say this, but I truly believe just that the hand of God is truly on this company right now, and that just the fact that Tony Petrell was picked, I told him, to his face, I said, Tony, you were the most perfect pick in the world. It was just so perfect. And then, you know, Jeff and Cindy, you know, I've got team in Virginia, and they called me and told me that you guys were picked before I think Ken even knew that you were picked. And I just said, you guys are you are so lucky because Jeff and Cindy are fantastic team players, and you guys are going to have a wonderful ride there in Virginia. So, you know, everybody on the call, this is going to be an amazing year, 2012. We're right around the corner, and you can just feel it coming. I mean, Ken and I and other people on the call, this is about our third phase in prepaid legal. Maybe Ken's been in four phases, but we're moving into, for me, this is like phase three, and it's more exciting than it's ever been. I mean, I'm working as hard as I've ever worked behind the scenes, getting everything prepped, everything ready, getting team ready, getting people moving in the right direction, getting them on the calls, getting them on the webinars, just getting people moving in the right direction. And I said to someone yesterday, I said, you know what, sometimes you just have to slow down. I mean, work with your people, get your people that are there. You feel like you're slowing down. Just speed up. I said, I'd love to be recruiting 20 people a month right now, but I feel like I need to get with everyone right now, that feeling of just slowing down just a little bit, just speed up and really launch 2012.
Well, Linda, speaking for me, you know how we appreciate you. Well, I guess so, 25 years. That is a while, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a while.
We've had a lot of fun along the way, and you're right. Tony Petrell was an absolutely fantastic choice for his team. I'm sure he's off by now, but I do appreciate the man for what all he's doing. And I made the little joke about how fast he was moving, but I think that's about halfway the truth. He's moving very fast. He's moving very hard. He's putting his heart into it. You know, that's the kind of person I want to back, somebody that I know is honest, has integrity, and they're getting out there, and they're not just talking it, but they're doing it. We have so many people, sometimes they talk a good fight, but when you look around what they've done, they're still just talking. And, you know, no one likes to talk better than I do, but I also like to see activity. I like to see production. I like to see new recruits. I like to see people getting on their feet financially. And when they do that, usually the other part of their lives fall into, you know, the more divorces over finance there is anything else. But this is a great company. It's always been a great company. It's going to be even a greater company. I'm in it for the long haul, not for jump in, jump out and sell pills and motions and lotions and all that you can get down at Walmart at one-third of the price. I'm for a service that we have, a service you can make a living at, either marketing, just selling yourself if you want to, God forbid. But if you do, that's just great. Or you can build a team. By the way, I saw that I couldn't do it all, so I started building a team. On the 28th year, I started building a team, and some of those team members, well, Jim and Geneva Stark, I heard them on the night. Those team members are still with me today. A lot of them started out with me the very first month I was ever in prepaid at that time. So thank you, Linda, and Randy, I'm going to turn it back to you.
All right, Mr. Moore, I appreciate you being on. I also want to thank Mr. Tony Petrill for being on, the outstanding job he's doing. Jeff and Cindy, again, thank you guys. Again, congratulations for your new appointment. And, of course, Ms. Linda Bowden, she's been there for 25 years, and she'll be here for another 25. One thing I know about Linda, she's steady, she's rock solid, and she's here to stay. I want to encourage everyone to make sure if you haven't gotten anyone on the recruiting calls or if you haven't even listened to one yourself, the next one will be in about 30 minutes. I gave you our number earlier. If you don't have it, you can text me, and I'll be happy to send it to you or email me. But make sure and plug in. Make sure and use this through the end of the month. What a great way to let other people help you build your business and expand your business all over North America, including Canada, the deaf community. It's all laid out in front of you. All you've got to do is take advantage of the system that Legal Shield has in place. They've got the best of the best doing all these presentations. And, you know, it's this time of year, you're around your friends and family. You know, let them know how excited you are. Let them know what you're doing. Let them know how much money you're making. Let them know about the opportunity and let them make their own decision. But use the tools, use these systems, use the calls, the webinars, everything that's laid out for you. Use that, and I guarantee you, you're going to have a very Merry Christmas and, again, a very Happy New Year. So with that, Mr. Moore, I'm going to turn the call back over to you. Appreciate everyone being on the call tonight, and it sure is good to be back in the saddle again.
You know, Randy, it's this time of year. I say it every year. This is a great time of year for recruiting. You know, some people, if you just set them down and do nothing in the world except go through it, and they don't quite see it, say, look, you can. A lot of people are going to say, well, I want to wait after the first year to get started. Point out to them two things. First of all, they'll lose one full year of the IRS audit benefits because, you know, it starts with the tax you file this year forward, so they would lose that. But also, if they're recruiting people to get in the business to market, those people will automatically have a small business. They'll automatically have tax write-offs, and those tax write-offs will be much greater when it costs them to get into business. They can start their own business right now, and really, if they work it that way, they'll really make money off their taxes rather than cost them anything. So it's a great two tips I've used for over 20 years. And then another thing I've always been able to do, Randy, this time of year, I've always been able to go to some smaller businesses. And if you're in the group business or if you're not in the group business, maybe you got some on your team that is. And I've had a lot of small business owners that's a little scrap for cash themselves. But I say, you know, why don't you give them something this year that you can just pay it out over the year? And they say, what are you talking about? I say, let me show you what we can do for their family that will be a great value to them. You give it as a gift, and we'll only bill it to you once a month for the next year. And, you know, I have told Will Smith, I don't know if he's on tonight or not, but twice he and I wrote two fringe groups just telling the people that at 30-something each time. So it's a great year. It's a great year. It's a great time. We just want to keep putting God first, putting our family second, and putting Legal Shield third. Thanks to each one of you on the call tonight. God bless you, each and every one, and good night.
Good night, everyone.